Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center. Solak and Bertrand presented by DCU Digital Federal Credit Union on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
It's the Noontime Hour on a Friday on Zolak and Bertrand, and we have a guest in our Big Y World Class Market guest chair with us. He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Jackie Slater is with us on Radio Row. How are you? Thanks for coming by.
I'm glad I could make it, guys.
You glad the uniform's back? Your uniform?
You mean the Rams?
The old Rams uniform.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I mean, you know, we went to a Super Bowl in Los Angeles, and after the 79 season, it was played January 1980, and it was the first and only Super Bowl appearance from the Los Angeles Rams. They subsequently went to the Super Bowl out in St. Louis. But yeah, it's kind of
Ferragamo
cool.
Was your quarterback. Right?
Ferragamo was our quarterback.
I grew up a Steeler kid.
You did?
Yes, I was a Steeler fan back in the day.
Well, you were happy after
but
that
we
game.
We went down this wormhole. What was that, about a month ago with fight songs?
Uh-huh.
And because they were playing the Chargers. And we're like, okay, one of the coolest fight songs was the San Diego Superchargers. Uh-huh. What other teams had it? And my man Hardy, I think, or Jim found... You were singing.
Well, that's Ram It.
Right. You were singing Ram It.
Oh, don't bring that up.
And you had the 78 on, and you had your hair all puffed up. I was like, look at him. How young he looks.
And then in following that up with some more research, we found out through Matthew that you don't love that song.
it's a little bit embarrassing now when you're looking at it right now, because none of us were rappers and, you know, the corny dancing and everything.
There was even a rapper in the 70s.
Goodness. It was awful. I mean, I never played a saxophone in my life, and there I am. They said, Jackie, act like you're playing a saxophone. And I did a great job.
Stand in the end zone and hold this.
Still, looking back on it now, it looks quite silly.
And lyrically, there were some interesting choices made in that song. I don't know if the double entendre was intended, but it was.
I kind of sat down with the producers. I was the older guy. I knew all the guys on the team, and the nuances, different little things we said about them. They just interviewed me, and we talked about it, and then they came up with the lyrics. So it was interesting. It was fun at the time.
Yeah. Organic.
Yeah, it was a fun at the time.
How much are you enjoying being back in another Super Bowl week and having your son, Matthew Slater, as everyone knows in New England, a captain on the Patriots? What's that like as a dad?
It's unbelievable, man. I just cannot tell you how exciting it is. And, you know, this is almost unbelievable.
Is it six or five for him?
This is his fifth Super Bowl, and all from a kid that you know, I didn't really want him to play the game. I didn't think he was going to be big enough. One guy just said to me coming over here, "You can't believe how little he is." He said that standing next to me, But you know, I thought the same thing. I think he's not going to be a big guy, and you know, I think football is a big man sport, big guy sport. So I discouraged it. I put him and everything else imaginable, and I coached those teams and tried to encourage them, but ultimately, and kept coming back to wanting to play football. And when he finally did, I couldn't help him. I didn't know enough about the things he was doing, so I augmented his skills by bringing alongside some of my teammates, like former Olympic gold medalist Ron Brown. Spent some time with him on his running. I took him to a dual meet that they had when he was in high school, and he ran away from everyone. And I told Ron, I said, "Look, man, can you believe I got a kid that can run like that?" He said, "Jackie, he did everything wrong." And he proceeded to take him from a kid that finished like 14th in the state of California in 100 meters to a kid that finished second in the state the following year. And then the same thing with Leroy Urban, arguably one of the best cover corners that I played with, maybe the best. Wow. Then he took him and worked with him on his planting and driving and backpedaling and reading route combinations and all those types of things that I had no familiarity with. So I felt like, you know, I caused him to get a late start at it. So let me augment his growth now by coming alongside him with some of my teammates, and it worked out well. He went on and played and had a good, productive high school career. His college days were not nearly as productive. I think it was because he was kind of behind on some of his skills with some of the other guys. But when he did get an opportunity to do some things, he did well returning kicks. And the thing that just absolutely floored me was to see him get drafted. Not only did the Patriots draft him, but they moved up 5 spots in the 5th round and picked him. And it just absolutely was amazing to me because I thought, quite frankly, you know, there's not been a whole lot that he's done to quantify, you know, or to put him in a position to be drafted, you know, very high or even maybe draft. He might, if he wants to have an opportunity to be a pro, he might have to be a free agent is what I'm thinking. And I have to admit this, and I have to get to the point where I say this unashamedly. I used to view, not that I diminished my teammates who play special teams, but I used to view special teams as something that, you know, you could get anybody to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was always a stepping stone to the starting corner or the starting wide receiver, and never, you know, a lifetime special
team. That's what makes Bill different, though, when you come up as a
special. And then arguably the best coach in the history of the National Football League, in the history of the National Football League, chooses my son to come and play on his team for the simple contributions that he made in a meager role at UCLA. And, I mean, it just been humbling for me to watch and to see the success he's had and the contribution that his coach has put him in a position to be able to make to his team.
You mentioned history. Bill's a big history buff, as you know. I know you don't live in New England, but when he sees you and get around, does he pick your brain? Like, does he, like, okay, here I got a Hall of Famer here. I know he's father of one of my one of the kids I got.
I
got
to tell you, you know, that might be the case, but Bill is not the only person that's picking people's brain. I mean, I when I get around a guy like Bill Belichick, you know, I have to contain myself because I want to know what he's thinking. And maybe he's like me. Maybe he's containing himself because I don't ask the questions that are on the tip of my tongue to ask because I don't want to consume his time. I know he's a busy man, and maybe he thinks the same of me, but if I ever get the chance to sit down and talk with him, I have got so many things I want to ask him and to find out about. And I just find him to be a very intriguing person who's had a lot of success, and he's had that success doing it the way he thinks it should be done. And to me, you know, I'm impressed. I can't always say I've been a Patriot fan, you know, but I can honestly tell you that I've been impressed with the way he has done his business.
What's impressed you about this year's team? Getting here and winning 2 tough games in the AFC against 2 really good teams and then going on the road and showing that toughness to do it a couple of weeks ago.
I think the resiliency of the club. I mean, there were times during this past season that I think a lot of people would have just written this team off.
They did.
And they would have said it's an aging team, it's an older team, and in my mind I had to work not to do with this team like I felt I did with the Pittsburgh Steelers team. The last Pittsburgh Steelers team that won the Super Bowl after the 79 season, that beat the Rams, actually, if you think about it, that team was pretty much, it was an aged team. I played against L.C. Greenwood, and though I played well against him, I didn't play against the L.C. Greenwood that was in his prime. And that Joe Green was on that team, and all of those all those guys were still playing. They weren't themselves, but they were, you know, they made it to the Super Bowl, and they beat us, a young and upstart team. Well, when I was tempted, and for a good bit of the season, early in the year in particular, I looked at the team, and I thought, okay, well, you know, it reminds me of those Steelers, a great bunch of great players all around, and da 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 da. Then I began to look at some of the pieces that they've put in place, in particular with their offensive line, you know, some of the backs and some of the other things they were doing, and then the coaches that they had there. And I said, wait a minute now. You know, there's a reason why all of a sudden they're playing at a level that everybody thought that they were not capable of. This is not an old team. Yeah. It's got a couple of older guys on it. But if you look at some of the critical spots where you have to be successful, like corner, like the offensive tackle spot, even your dominant right-sided offensive guard spot. These guys are young and in their prime, the running backs. And this is in my opinion, the major support mechanisms that have to be in place to augment a successful campaign for an older and more mature quarterback like Tom Brady. Yeah. And so as I look at this squad, I've just been impressed with everything that they've done from start to finish. You know, how they battled back. They had to have built a lot of character in the way they've conducted themselves throughout the season. And that character pays off when it really counts. I mean, you know, when you get in the playoffs, everybody's good.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
Everybody can beat everybody, and everybody is capable. But it's the character of the football team that puts them in a position to win the critical downs most often. And the ball bounces in funny directions, as you know, and the breaks come and go. But in these games, you have to be able to overcome not only the breaks of the game, the ebbs and flows of the game, but you got to be able to overcome any officiating that you might have to deal with. You can't, there's no single really incident that occurs that dictates a game, in my opinion.
Well, you speak to the character of the team. I just wanted to tell you, and I'm sure you've heard this before, but it shouldn't go without saying, your son is so well thought of and so respected.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
And it speaks to the character of the team. We're all parents here. I don't know about you. I never get tired of someone paying one of my kids a compliment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm so thankful to hear that.
He is one of the things that makes the Patriots a class organization that you can be proud of. And I think
he's
your son
perfect.
He's happy.
That really makes me as a dad happy to hear you say that, sir. I'm so honored to hear to know that. I always share with my wife when people say those kinds of things, because she was the lady, the backbone of our family. When I was working out and ripping and running and trying to get things done and working, and she was the one that was there with the boys and did the things that good moms do, and I'm thankful for her and proud of her and her efforts, and happy that she can see and hear some of the things that you just said.
Absolutely.
And New England should thank you as well. Always take heads, Matthew said. My dad. And that's why we got the ball.
How about that? That's pretty cool, isn't it?
So we owe that to you. I want to talk about DJOKnee.com. For anyone that's dealing with knee pain and is considering possible knee replacement, DJO has developed a breakthrough technology. It's called the Empower 3D Knee. More information at DJOKnee.com. Tell us about this.
Well, I mean, I came alongside these guys when I found out some of the work that they were doing. When you think about it, I had almost 2,000 different guys that I played with in the 20 years that I played. And during that period of time, you know, injuries occur. And we get them fixed and we go on. But then later in life, arthritic conditions arise, and you know, a lot of buddies are walking around with limps. They can't straighten their knees out, and they're putting it off. And then when they get it done, they say, man, I should have done this 10 years ago. Well, I'm thinking, look at how you walked around for 10 years when you said you should have done it 10 years ago. And the reason why they didn't do it any sooner is because of, you know, all of the invasive procedures that go along with opening you up, and then all of the elongated rehabilitation periods and all that. And then to have someone to come along and just kind of revolutionize the way you do knee injuries, knee replacements, and make it a simple process going in and not as invasive. And then the rehabilitation process is not all long and drawn out. You know, that to me, that's important. And I know I'm just looking at a small, you know, segment of our society when I start talking about pro football players, but I'm thinking about my grandma. My grandma could have had that done, and when she was a lot younger, and the quality of her life would have been better. So technology and people on the cutting edge of doing things like this, it should be talked about, and people should have noticed out there.
So learn more about that at DJOKnee.com is the website that you go to. Jackie Slater, thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jackie. Thanks.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Jackie Slater, his son Matthew playing in the Super Bowl this weekend. Patriots and Rams coming up on Sunday night. More from Radio Row here on Zolak and Bertrand next.
It's Zolak and Bertrand live on Radio Row, presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5. Sports Hub.
We're still here. All right. Oh, yeah.
Why'd you throw the mic to me when my hand was in my pocket?
What's up with that, dude? I mean, apparently, look, I dropped some in my day. You dropped
yeah.
one in Orange your day.
Dropped a lot in my day, yeah.
No, I just flipped at you. I thought you were looking at
me. I had to get the crowd going, man. There's like 40,000 waiting there.
We're not on the same page. I don't like it.
Zolak and Bertrand, Radio Row, here on this Friday, fifth and final day of the show from Atlanta. Patrick Mahomes was just standing next to us for a couple of minutes, and as soon as he went on the other side of the barrier, Paulie from Dedham put his arm around Patrick Mahomes and walked with him for a solid 25 yards with his arm, like, strongly around his shoulder. And Patrick Mahomes was like, what is this guy
doing? He said, you're Mahomes' boy. Yeah, you're Mahomes' boy. Get it? Huh, Patrick? And he armed him. And I'm like, please let security get him. Please let security get him. Please let security. They started to pull the shirt a little bit.
Yeah, get off him.
Jack wagon.
Oh, man. And he's looking for passes to the post-game party? Oh, I wouldn't give them to him.
No way. Insane.
Oh, what's he going to do there? 617-779. If he's that comfortable grabbing Patrick Mahomes.
Because there are some, well, we saw it last year. There were a lot of players who came into the common area, but a lot of them go into the separate post-game party.
It's weird.
But how many were out there last year after?
30?
Yeah, exactly.
40?
What's weird is,
including Malcolm
Butler.
He's here
himself.
Malcolm Butler was standing right there after not playing. And no one wanted to talk to him. I was like, I'm not going to talk to him. You talk to him.
I talked to him.
I know you did.
Yeah. I'm like, what the F? Okay, I don't know. Paulie's here by himself.
No, he's going to get Kenny.
But I'm saying, I've seen him whenever I've seen him, he's been by himself. So how did he get here? Could you imagine being that GoPro that he traveled with? I wouldn't want to travel with him, but I'd like to see the GoPro. So like how he got here, where he's actually staying. Probably doesn't even have a place yet. He's just probably wandering around, sleeping in a convention hall somewhere. He makes his way down here. I give him credit.
Yeah.
Give him credit.
What was he at the coup de grace?
Coup de grace. I just got an email from the Red Sox, by the way. Truck day is going to be Monday, in case you didn't know.
Good for them.
Whoop-de-doo. Truck day is Monday.
John Henry tweeted something earlier. Did you see this?
What is it?
Okay. I was trying to... I read it like three times just to make sure I was reading it right. So here's what he tweeted. There isn't a sport in the world in which winning leads to disinterest. The streets of New England look like a barren Twilight Zone episode when they are playing, more so than ever.
So it counteracts what the article was written. Is he getting blowback from the article that one pud wrote?
What? The streets of New England look like a barren Twilight Zone episode when they are playing, more so than ever.
I'm guessing, is that...
I think he's talking about the Patriots.
Compliment.
He's trying to do like a cop, but he never mentions the Patriots.
And he's saying there isn't a sport in the world in which winning leads to disinterest, meaning they win so much that no one's ever going to be disinterested. It can never become... an uninteresting story with them because if you win, it's always interesting.
There's blowback on that article, and he's just giving you something back.
Blowback on what article?
That guy wrote.
What guy? I'm sorry, I'm not up to date.
You read it yesterday. We have read it yesterday.
Which
about
one?
How winning the spoiled thing.
Oh, so he is.
The Globe
writer. I never read it, though.
He was interviewing people back home, and there was no buzz or people. Feverishly looking for this, can't wait till this game this week back home in Boston. That there was a lone banner hanging from Faneuil Hall, and he was going around interviewing people on the street. Excited for the game? Yeah, they won a lot.
Oh, I get it. So the storyline was that because they've done it so much, it's not as big of a deal anymore.
Yeah, there have been people hammering the Globe from it. Just read all the underling.
So... Oh, it's Kenny G is here. That's our guy. That's our caller, Kenny G.
That's Kenny G from Atlanta.
What's up? He's got his Friar jersey on. He's got his Patriots sneakers on.
Where do you even get those?
He's got them.
Patriots socks.
That is our guy. He's flipping. Yeah. Look at our Atlanta people here.
Atlanta, look at Atlanta's tripping
out
on
here.
Him.
I tell you, there we go.
That's a nice one.
Kenny G has arrived on Radio Row.
How did Kenny G just play?
You got it, baby. We got it for you.
Kenny G's got some impressive playability. Did you see him put his foot up on that trash can?
Right up on that trash can.
That dude's going to come crack.
That's the real Kenny G right there.
That's right.
The real Kenny G.
I love Kenny G. That's awesome.
It's way better than having Paulie yelling at you the whole show.
Yeah, that's the real Kenny G. That's it.
The
not,
real.
Not the
real deal.
Songbird Kenny G.
No. Susan and Natick. Hi, Susan.
Hi. How are you? Big fan, you guys. Long time listener.
What's going on?
We're driving to the Super Bowl. We are just coming out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, so we're almost there.
Oh, you're doing well. When did you leave?
We left yesterday morning. We stopped over in Virginia.
Good. So, like, I would say that's what, like 2 10-hour shots?
A little less than that, but long days.
Okay.
But totally worth it.
Almost there. It's going to be worth it when you get here.
I know. I'm so excited. This is my first Super Bowl.
All right. See? You're excited.
I'm huge fan of you guys, and I finally got through to you guys. Two questions. The first one is, I am really nervous about their defense, like really nervous. If we're the Rams defense, how are we going to double team Donald and cover Sue and let Brady get the ball off? That's my first question. My second question is, Zoe, how did Josie become your theme song? And I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
All right. Susan. Stay safe out there.
Take the last question first. That's Jim Louth. He started playing it, and we all started
doing radio in this little bleep box down in Rhode Island by the name of the Score. Score All Day, Score Often. It's no longer in existence. They went country. Shocking. I would normally get bored on a Friday somewhere around halfway through the show.
Didn't Norman kill that station? I know he took a victory lap on that.
Yeah, we were the JV. They became the varsity.
Yeah.
Jim, of all people, knew that I liked 80s music, and he just took a shot and played that song, and got me excited, and it sort of stuck. It's not even really my favorite 80s song.
So it wasn't in Providence. It was in Boston.
Was it?
They switched to oldies, not country.
I get bored all the time.
It was when you were doing the show with Tangway.
Thank you.
When we first started the Sports Hub,
it was
a Friday at noon, and I said, we need something to get Zoe going a little bit. Let's play this.
Tangway would come in on a Monday. He'd be ready to go. Juicy. People jogging in place, slapping his cheeks, ready to go. All right, Jim, give me the question. Yeah. You're the fan. What do the people want to hear today? And Jim would give five topics. Write that down. And there used to be a little couch inside the WBCN studio there.
Yes.
And it was like a lava lamp and a pure energy fridge or monster energy fridge, whatever the drinks it were. And Carrie would always take the five-minute cat naps at the bottom of the
hours. By the third break of the first hour on the Monday, he'd be taking a nap
Gary would usually be done by the end of Wednesday. I at least made it to Friday, but halfway through the show on Friday,
This is during Celtics season. Yeah. Tangway's doing Celtics pre and post.
Got a game tonight. He's trying to do Celtic pre and prep. Jim played a song, got me excited, get me through the last 2 hours of the show.
But Zoe just said literally, you know, one of those things, like, I was like, we got to do this every time. We need to do this every Friday at noon.
Yeah, and it stuck.
But to her other question, they've been able to handle Ndamukong Suh before, but that was before he was playing alongside a guy like Aaron Donald.
Yeah, see, I think, you know, we talked about that earlier. Who are you going to neutralize? I said, well, Gurley on offense, and I said Donald on defense. I think that's a guy you double.
Could be a problem.
In a running game.
Could be a problem.
You really don't double in a running game.
No.
In a running game, you get them upfield with their style of run blocking. They pull the center. They pull guards. They pull tackles. It's about trapping guys, getting them off balance,
Trent Brown
hitting them
in
the side. Right. Or, it's Marcus Cannon from the other side. You ear hole the guy. And then it's up to Devlin, too. I think the fact you got a real, actual Pro Bowl fullback in this game, this guy's strong. He's had a great year. His blocking's been unbelievable. Sony Michel now has a great knack reading things off his ass. Now you say, well, I'm exactly right. When he lowers his head and blocks, you're going to see which direction that back end's turning, and you're going to have the ability to slide off that and get up in that hole. And that's what he does well, along with Burkhead. Burkhead hits it harder. But it's about squaring those guys up. All you do is wall it off. And this isn't about getting pad under pad, picking them up and moving these guys. You're not going to power block them.
Right.
You're not going to power drive them. You're not going to power block them. It's hit, stick, wall, and all you're looking for is creases. And it's the back's job to squeeze through it.
5 yards, yeah. 6 yards. Yeah. That's all you need.
And then if you get deviling up on a backer, he's hitting his head on a safety.
There you go.
And this is where Michelle should be big in this game.
Beetle, there's another John Henry tweet that gives some context to the other one. We should do that on the other side.
Jesus. Okay, let's do exactly that. And Jenny McCarthy is going to join us before the hour is out.
Oh, nice.
Sports Hub headlines.
Super Bowl week, Radio Row, final day as the teams get ready for the game on Sunday. It's Patriots versus the Rams in Super Bowl 53. You'll, of course, hear the game right here on your flagship station for the New England Patriots. 98.5 The Sports Hub, Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak will be on the call. As for the Bruins, they took a loss last night to the Flyers, 3-2 in overtime. Both Bruins goals scored by David Pastrnak. Tuukka Rask back in net after sitting out for a while with a concussion. Stopped 38 shots. A couple days off for the Bees. Sunday, they visit the Capitals. Celtics visit the Knicks tonight, who yesterday traded Kristaps Porzingis and three other players to the Mavericks. They're getting Dennis Smith Jr. and two future picks back. Kyrie also saying today that when it plans where he'll sign next year, ask me July 1st. I don't know. I don't owe anybody blank. Panthers defensive end Julius Peppers. He's fourth on the all-time NFL sack list, by the way. He retired today after 17 NFL seasons. Headlines are brought to you by AdCare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
It's Zolak and Bertrand live on Radio Row on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center. Presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row in Atlanta. This hour of coverage from Radio Row brought to you by Stop and Shop. Let's check in on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in Brent Musburger, who joins us from VSIN. I want to apologize, Brent, for a little mix-up in communication here today, but we're happy you could join us for a couple of minutes. Thanks for coming on.
No problem, guys. I understand that... You know, down there at Radio Row, you got a lot of things going on, guys. We're closing in on the Patriots and the Rams. I'm sure you're as anxious as I am for the game to begin.
What do you make of the matchup in terms of the line moving a little bit? And I've heard that some people believe Vegas sort of, I don't know, backed themselves into a corner with assuming an NFC favorite to start, and now the Patriots are the favorite. What do you think of this game?
Well, 75% of the money has come in on the New England Patriots. So
wow.
Those who opened it at Rams -1 or Pick'em, which the shops did here in Las Vegas, quickly turned around. And now, for the most part, we have got Patriots -2.5. Now, stay tuned, because all the bookies that I've talked to think that money is about to come in from Southern California. That crowd will drive in perhaps later today or even on Saturday. And they're protecting themselves from the 3. They know if they go to the 3, and a couple of shops have it, they're making extra juice or extra tax or whatever you want to call it. So we shall see if that comes to pass. But I think the public was impressed by how the Patriots in overtime marched right down the field, our Kansas City. And I think they feel that the Rams were lucky because of the non-call in New Orleans. So, you know, it's that last impression. And then again, I've heard from so many people, you cannot bet against Belichick and Brady. It goes on and on and on. So I'm looking for a really, really close, hard-fought football game. I think the Patriots are going to win it, but I think it'll come down to the fourth quarter. I've got great respect for what Coach McVay and the Rams have come up with this year.
Brett, if it does go from a -1 Rams line to -2.5 or 3 for the Patriots, or would that be the biggest line move in like Super Bowl history from the opening to what it closes at?
Well, it's unusual to see favorites switch. Okay, let me say that we've only had that a couple of times in the history of the of the Super Bowl where the public money is coming out. Let's go to last year as an example where the Patriots opened as a favorite, closed as a favorite, but all the big money rolled in on the Eagles late. There were several $1 million bets on the Eagles, some even on the money line, to win that game. That has not shown yet. We have not seen that kind of money backing the Rams so far. But it is unusual to see the favorite split. But then again, it's Belichick, Brady, and the Patriots. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yes, we know what you mean. And we have a guest that just sat down with us. If you want to say hello to Jenny McCarthy, feel free, Brett Musburger.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
There you go. All
Jenny, right, do you have a question for Brett Musburger while we've got him on the phone?
Some gambling tips?
Oh, God, yes. Okay. Give me a, I don't know. Give me a tip.
Yeah, there you go. Just add, yeah. Well, he already said he likes the Patriots. Okay.
Well, then he's a winner in my book.
I have a strategy that I'm using. They blow up my face. I'm going to try for the middle. I've already bet the Patriots -2.5. When it slips to 3, as the bookies think it will, I'll go for what is known as a two-team teaser. I can add 7 points either way, either side, over, under. I will take the Rams up to 10, and I will take the over-under up to 63.5, and I will bet the under. In other words, I'm looking for the Patriots to win from 3 all the way up to 9, and then I cover. But you know what? What could possibly go wrong? You know what I'm saying?
Right, sure. Brett Musburger from VSiN. We hear the action updates twice a day here on our station, and we love having you a part of it. So thanks for taking a couple of minutes with us.
Thanks, Brett.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend. Take
care.
Take care. Brent Musburger with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. And as I said, now in the Big Y World-Class Market Guest Chair, Jenny McCarthy, welcome back.
Oh, my God, guys. I couldn't wait to sit down. When I got to you guys, I knew it was going to feel like home, and it does.
Well, give me an update on the hair color. It was a little crazy.
It was blue last time. I was coming out with a blueberry vodka.
That's right.
It's sold well. Now I'm back to blonde because I'm on The Masked Singer.
That's right.
I've been watching that, by the way.
Do you love it?
I do. Yeah, I wish there were more reveals every show. That's my only complaint.
I know. But the thing
I get it.
Always leave them wanting more.
I get it.
Leave them wanting more.
I know you do. You leave everybody wanting more. I thought when it was Terry Bradshaw, I was convinced that it was Peyton Manning.
Didn't I call that?
You did.
I said Peyton Manning.
You're like, it's Peyton Manning. I'm like, she's so right. It's Peyton Manning. It's absolutely Peyton Manning. And all the tips and hints could have been Peyton Manning. And it was Terry Bradshaw.
And you know what? Robin said something thick, who's the panelist, also said, I noticed by his chuckle, he's got the shoulder chuckle. It's well known.
He doesn't even like the shoulders. He's got like those rubber shoulders, like one's down low.
Yeah. Well, when I saw him trying to get down the stairs, I said, it's definitely an old geezer with some bad knees.
Yeah.
So, not that he's old, but I noticed that he was a young chicken, is what I'm saying.
Right. You got to be careful on a show like that, because the last thing you want to have happen is when they finally reveal The Masked Singer, and they're like, oh, nobody knows who the hell this is. We've gone through all the A-listers even B-listers. At some point, you know, you're going to have, it's going to reach a critical mass.
Well, I'll tell you that critical part is the, I'm on there as the pop culture guru, so I can do some celebrities, but it comes to athletes. I mean, unless you're on the Patriots right now or the Bears in the 80s, I'm not that good, you guys.
That's okay. See, we do sports talk radio, and we take calls.
Listen, do you take calls on your show?
Do you take calls on your show?
I take calls all the time.
Let's take a call.
This is Donnie in Boston, I believe.
Who's Donnie?
Yes,
who's Donnie?
Donnie Wahlberg.
You ever heard of him?
I love him. By the way, how good is he? He's so good at sports talk, isn't he? It's literally like foreplay.
We wish you would call in more often.
If that whole music acting career that's gone so well ever peters out, we got a spot for you.
I've told him.
Paulie's tried to get on. Paulie's called all the time. Your nephews call all the time too. Follows me on Twitter. Bangs me all the time.
Paul's like Eddie Mush, though, from A Bronx Tale. You know what I mean? You don't want him calling him. You just don't want
put the towel happen. Over his head.
Exactly. Take Johnny out. When 80-0, Paul shows up and they lose, 81-80. It's just you don't want it.
Donnie, how are you feeling about the game this weekend? I know you're going to pick the Patriots to win, but tell me your level of confidence in that.
Well, I always prefer us to be the slept-on team. You know, last year everyone assumed we were going to cakewalk everyone, and I just don't like being in that position as a fan. But I have a suspicion because it's the East Coast, and L.A., I mean, who are their fans? You know, I don't even know who their fans are. I got a feeling it's going to be a very pro New England crowd this year. I think last year was really a Philly crowd. It was a kind of a road game for us, which I thought wouldn't happen when Minnesota didn't make it. But I think the crowd, and right now the team's just playing together. You know, there's something about when these teams click and they feel like the world's against them, much like the Eagles last year, much like the Patriots in 01. You know, they just seem to be, and even the Giants in 08 against the Patriots. You know, when teams feel like the world's against them, they kind of rally. And I'm not big on, like, team momentum and all that stuff, but when all the guys are buying into the same thing and are fired up, I kind of like that. So I feel good about us. I think the Rams have a lot of talent, though. We just got to, you know, stick to the game plan and everyone do their job, and I think we should pull it out. Be nice to see an easy win for once in a Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. Right, like a blowout.
That'd be comfortable. I'd love it.
Donnie, it's Hardy, by the way. Listen, I think we've got a rare opportunity here to kind of be flies on the wall for a phone conversation between husband and wife. So let's for a moment.
We'll shut our mics off. You guys just talk.
Forget that we're here, hey, and you guys just pretend like Jenny's taking a break from her show. You're on a break. Hey. Just say, like, pick up the phone, say hello, Jenny, and you guys just have, like, a phone conversation.
We're not here. Pretend
we're
not here.
We'll just listen. We'll give you 30 seconds. Go ahead. Go.
Hey, baby.
All right. Hi, lady.
How's going on, baby?
Oh, well, I'm just sitting here with the puppies, and one of them just crapped on the floor.
Oh, no.
Cleaning that up. And, and one of them's playing with your bra, which...
it's getting weird.
Which I was holding on to, you know, sort of as like a little blanket. But
well, when I left you in the middle of the night, you were snuggling with it. So now I'm glad it's with the dogs.
Yeah. Well, it may be a little smelly when you come back to put it on later, but I'll be waiting for you. It smells like puppy breath, which smells like puppy chow.
Oh, you ruined it. You broke the fourth wall. So ruined it.
Start going down that road, you know. It's like,
by the way, what?
Spray with perfume once you left there.
What were you saying, baby?
No, they broke the fourth wall. They interrupted anyway.
I ignore them. I was just that's why I said.
I miss you. I miss you. I miss you really bad.
I miss you too. Everyone keeps asking if we're having a Super Bowl party because we're not here because of the weather. Are we gonna? Yeah,
yeah, it's called me and you in a bed by the fireplace watching the game. Very scantily dressed.
Blue.
Yeah. I can't wait. And I'm just
wouldn't
excited.
That be some sort of distraction from the game, Donnie?
What? I eat. Ask my husband.
No, you look great.
Well, that's very nice. Say that one more time to my husband.
She looks great.
She always looks great to me.
Donnie, she's got more protection than she had in Minnesota last year. Did we have you guys last year in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are all these
she's got, like,
you?
State cops.
They're all with you?
Yeah.
I've never seen cops on radio.
This rivals Russell Wilson's entourage.
Russell Wilson had 14
really?
People.
Yeah,
14 people in his entourage.
He didn't have cops.
God.
He didn't have people packing.
There's a lot of there's
future,
a lot more people.
That's because Future lives in Atlanta, guys. So it's
it's not the same, baby, without you. It's the fifth year of Radio Row without Donnie Wahlberg. It's just not the same. I mean, I got these guys. They're all right.
Well, we did you guys together in Houston? Was it Houston?
We're breaking a streak here. Yeah.
That's right. I know.
Yeah, it doesn't
feel
good.
But we're back
good.
With the Patriots, though, and I like it.
Hey, I saw up the street, though. There's a new Wahlburgers opening soon.
How about that?
Oh,
that's right.
It's a big sign.
There's one open down there in Atlanta. Yeah, it's open. But I wanted to ask you guys, because you're down there, how's the vibe down there for you guys? How do you think things are looking right now for Patriots?
Donnie, it's a great question. It's easy for fans to get to. The flight's a 2.5-hour flight. So once you're downtown, you walk everywhere. Everything is centralized. The stadium, the arena, the fan experience.
I think he meant the game. I think he wants
to talk about
football.
The whole fill of the week.
I think he wants to know if the Patriots are going to win.
Donnie, they're stacked. They're ready. They're healthy and stacked.
That's what he wants.
I'm telling you, I've been covering them now for 20 years. This is as
–
I've been calling games for six. This is as confident a team going into the game as I've – ever been around.
Musburger just said he would take the Rams plus 10 or more, and I don't feel comfortable with that. I don't think it's enough. 10.
You gambled on
it. I don't think it's enough. Wow.
Yeah. Wait, that was Brent Musburger. I thought it was George Dekai. I heard the end of the call. I wasn't sure.
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to speak to. Hello. It's Jenny McCartney.
Have you guys seen many Rams fans?
No.
Right?
Zero.
None. I haven't seen one jersey.
But you know what? They're staying in Buckhead, to be fair, so I don't know if more of the Rams fans sort of head that way.
But everything's here.
This is where
the fans hang out.
You don't feel Super Bowl in Buckhead.
The only people that are going to cheer for the Rams are Falcons fans who happen to have tickets who are still mad about 28-3. That's really
you know
the rest of the game is going to be Pats fans.
We've been down here for a week. When did you get down here, Jenny? What
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning this morning.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you looked at. Wow, great. Donnie, they hate
the look. You're looking great.
They hate Donnie.
He's really smitten with you today.
We thought they were going to hate New England. They hate the Saints fans. They hate the
they
Saints.
They do.
They can't stand the Saints.
I know.
If this was Brady versus Breeze, they'd have a big problem with it.
I know. Yeah. I know. Why does Brady get so much shit, you guys? I watch these shows with Donnie.
Why does he get so much shit, bro? Jim, why don't you ask?
Why does he get so much shit? How come no one ever says that?
This isn't satellite,
I'm
guys.
I'm sorry. It's not satellite.
You got him.
I'm doing my job.
This is a private thing.
Mesmerized.
Puppies.
You know what?
But those sweater puppies are normal.
You know
puppies.
What it's like when you're good and when you're out there and people see it, people hate it, and they get jealous and they want to take it.
Of course.
You know, it's
every day.
Why do I hate the Celtics, Donnie? Right? Same thing.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what about that Kyrie?
Johnny, you hear about Kyrie today?
Yeah.
Guys, listen, I just watched the video of the interview, and my son and my buddy Mike Rotundi, who you guys may know, he's been sitting in the front row of the Celtics camp for like 900 years.
Yep.
We have a group text of all Celtics fans who all talk about this stuff, and you know, they're all worried about it. And I said, guys, I guarantee you, Kyrie is frustrated with the question.
Thank you.
And not, you know, not talking about the sub. He just doesn't want to answer the question and deal with it. And there's so much gossip going on, and it's like sports is like literally. Thank God for like guys like you guys, but the rest of sports right now, it's turning into gossip. Everything is rumors and gossip and innuendo. It's like
he's tired of it.
No one wants to just wait and see what happens. And he was my interpretation of the quote when I saw the headline. He's sick of being asked the question, and the frustration is not with the fans or with Boston. It's with the being asked the stupid question again. And he's right. What is he going to do till July 1st? Nothing. So there's nothing to do. And how much can happen between now and then? Who thought Porzingis would be a Maverick yesterday before all this happened? Like, anything can happen. We could still come back and win a title. You know, I'm hoping somehow we swing DeAndre Jordan for a low-level draft pick and get him to cement our interior defense, you know, for the playoff run. Who knows what's going to happen?
This is better than a Celtics show.
He's so dreamy.
He's an upbeat fella, dreamy. Isn't he, Jenny?
I love him.
He is a dreamboat.
I'm telling you, it's so sexy the way he talks about it and his voice.
His words.
He's so right, though. I'm sorry, but he's always right. His take is...
Guys, thank you, darling. I love you. And wait till you see how right I'm going to be tonight when I have the bath waiting for you when you walk in the door. Everything's going to be so right.
God, I love
you. But you guys, Hardy, you guys, if you guys put...
What do you put in the bath?
...from me today on the radio in Boston episode...
Yeah.
If you put any quote from me on the radio, Boston, put that Kyrie is sick of being asked the same stupid question. It has nothing to do with the here and now. He's a present moment person. What he cares about is what are we going to do in the next game? That's it. He's not worried about... He's like, it's very Belichick, if you want
That's to not what he was saying in October, though. October, he was telling everybody that he was staying in Boston and he didn't want to move again.
Right.
He changed his tune.
Right, but all right, but guys, you've been in relationships or you're in relationships now. You get asked a question from your significant other, and you say, yes, I'll take care of it. And you keep getting asked the question after 5 months. You're eventually going to get mad because I told you 5 months ago I would take care of it. So he said it. Why does he have to keep saying it? He already answered the question.
Yeah, what are those questions that you've been asking for 5 months, Jenny? Are you handy? No. Do you do things around
he
the house, Donnie? What do you do?
He can do no wrong, you guys. Yeah? I'm not just saying that.
You good with the hammer and nail?
Greatest man ever.
I'm sure you
Jenny's good with the hammer and nail. Jenny's good with the hammer and nail. Go laugh to hit yourself.
Leave it. I am. Leave it alone.
I am.
It's too easy.
I'm just sitting here hanging out.
Don't do it. Don't ask about any plumbing questions.
She's so tired right now.
You guys are funny. You guys are going to get it on my show. You can actually get to me.
Anytime. No.
Okay. All right, Donnie,
thank
you.
Go C's. Go Pats.
I love you, baby.
Go Pats. All this weekend is just go Pats. I love you too, honey. I'll see you tonight.
All right, my love.
Bye.
Oh, that's good.
I thought he was done.
Yeah.
At some point, or at least two.
What other shows get Donnie Wahlberg to call?
You got to hang up on these two dopes because they'll just keep saying "I love you" back and forth. And enough already.
They could go on all day.
Yeah, enough. We get it. We get it. You're in love. We're all happy for you. Good grief.
This is a Boston boy, right?
Yeah. Jenny, thanks for coming.
Thanks,
by
Jenny.
You guys, thank
you're
you.
The best.
We love
thank
it when you.
You
visit. Let's go to the Super Bowl every year.
Let's do it. Number
yes.
seven.
Every
yes.
year.
Back.
Do it again
seven.
Next year.
Thank you.
Great to see you. Jenny
you
McCarthy
too,
from Sirius
thank
Radio.
So
make sure you,
thank you
catch her show where you can say all the dirty words. You can say all the dirty words and talk about all the dirty things you want to talk about on Sirius XM with Jenny McCarthy. Our thanks to her and Donnie Wahlberg for calling in.
here on Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row with this hour of coverage brought to you by Stop and Shop.
Zolak and Bertrand, live on Radio Row, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Sports Hub headlines.
Final day of Radio Row for us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Just got done chatting with Jenny McCarthy. Earlier it was Jonathan Kraft. RJ Bell, normally in Las Vegas. Of course he's here for the Super Bowl. He'll be joining us next here as we inch closer and closer to Super Bowl 53. Sunday it's the Patriots versus the Rams here in Atlanta. Bruins lost to the Flyers in overtime last night, 3-2. David Pastrnak with both goals for the Bruins. Tuukka Rask back in net after missing some time with a concussion. He made 38 saves in the loss. A couple days off for the Bees before they visit the Capitals on Sunday. As for the Celtics, they visit the Knicks tonight. Knicks making moves yesterday, trading Kristaps Porzingis and three other players to the Mavericks in exchange for Dennis Smith Jr. and two future picks. Kyrie Irving saying today that if you want to know about free agency, ask me July 1st. Also, Carolina Panthers defensive end Julius Peppers retired today after 17 seasons in the NFL. Headlines are brought to you by Edcare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call Edcare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up in 30 minutes.
Have an Amazon smart speaker in your home or office?
What's all that about?
Just say, Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay.
And listen to Boston's home for sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.